off, just say.
You heard me.
I'm breaking his goddamn neck. He doesn't
you will do nothing of the sort. Don't touch that boy.
Says who?
Says me.
You asshole.
Hold it, coach.
You just hold it right there. Okay, kid. Say what you gotta say.
Thanks. I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd. And I'm here tonight to stand up for the rights of other nerds. I mean, all our lives, we've been laughed at and made to feel inferior. And tonight, those bastards, they trashed our house. Why? Because we're smart? Because we look different? Well, we're not. I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Hi, Gilbert. I'm a nerd, too. I just found that out tonight. We have news for the beautiful people. There's a lot more of us than are of you. I know there's alumni here tonight. When you went to Adams, you might have been called a spaz, or a dork, or a geek. Any of you that have ever felt stepped on, left out, picked on, put down, whether you think you're a nerd or not, why don't you just come down here and join us, okay? Come on.
Up in my
time after time. Hi, baby.
Hi.
Just join us, because, hi. No one's really going to be free until nerd persecution ends.
Hey, it's the 4th of July weekend, or approaching, or within, something like that, and this nerd persecution needs to stop.
I think it did. The audio and tape just shut down, so technically it stopped, but nerdom lives on.
It lives on. So we are reviewing in a two-part series, Revenge of the Nerds, the whole franchise, but focusing on the 1984 movie. The adventures of Gilbert and Lewis and Wormser and Takashi and Booger.
Booger and Lamar.
Lamar, yes, yeah. Lamar. Got to have Lamar in there.
Can't miss that. Like, persecuted on a couple different nerd levels. And it's just like, you know, and it's like, who was the little kid?
Wormser,
yeah. I love it when they all just drill the house and do the panty raid and they put the cameras
yeah,
in there.
For revenge.
And they're just like, Wormser. Well, Lamar comes in and says, Wormser, you've been bed up all night watching this?
How long you've been watching
yeah,
that?
All night.
But I mean, just that, I've kind of been saving this one for this little golden moment of this kind of weekend. Because we aren't as nerds. Okay, that was 1984. That was kind of the start of, it is cool to be a nerd, a spaz, whatever, a dork, a geek, everything, you know?
Spaz. You remember the movie Meatballs?
Yes.
Spaz was in that. That, I'm just saying, it never ends in these franchises. There's always the beautiful and there's always the nerds, and the nerds overrule the beautiful people or outnumber them.
We got words for the beautiful people.
That's it.
So in the movie, I can't remember if it's Gilbert or Lewis, gets the cheerleader, gets the pretty girl. As a nerd, did you ever finally get the pretty girl?
Still waiting. I'm trying to think.
I did get, as a nerd, I finally did get the pretty girl about 1994. Lasted about 2 years,
that's
but
right.
Then it's all right. It was confidence building, you know?
I'm trying to see, is it Gilbert or Lewis? Gilbert is,
Well, here's the thing, we're going...
Lewis. No, I think it was Lewis.
Lewis, okay.
Yes, because he's the, guy with the glasses, right, with the
yes.
black hair. I think that's Lewis got the girl.
Yes.
No, I've just been into, unfortunately, a different bizarre life, and I've had the pretty girl, but it's only been for an evening.
And for an evening?
Yeah. I'm not going to divulge anything else besides that. Let your imagination run wild.
That's the best way to do it. So we're going to be looking at some of our favorite scenes, some of the scenes, playing them back, talking about them, just reminiscing and remembering.
Just being a nerd on 4th of July. That's
being
it.
Being a nerd on the 4th of July weekend of Revenge of the Nerds.
Can't beat that.
And then next week, we'll get into what the actors who played these roles, what they're doing now, where they've been, who are they, real life.
I've seen Lewis and Gilbert have successful acting careers.
This is true. Yeah, you would not believe.
No, you would not believe it. And I mean, they had Revenge of the Nerds in Paradise.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, was there like 4 or 5 of them, right?
There is about 4 or 5 of them. That is correct.
Because I saw Booger Got Married. You know what I'm saying? There's just so many different scenes and positives and different stuff. You know what my favorite one is?
What's that?
Is the pie one. Where they have like the pie with whipped cream and they're selling them that fast. How the hell are we selling them? He goes, that's my girl.
Yeah, that's right. They put the naked picture of her underneath the pie. So, all right. So here's one of the neat scenes. This, we're going to start the scene and then I'm going to stop it because something happens. Something is said. And then I did one small piece of research on it about this chemical. Okay?
I love that.
So here we go.
Right. True nerdom at its finest.
At its best. This is the bicycle scene.
Okay. The object of the race is to complete 20 laps around the track while stopping every lap for a mandatory pit stop, at which time the driver will chug a beer.
Don't have a fucking chance, nerd.
Oh, thank you. Good luck to you too, Buck.
Fuck off.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Trichloromethylene, it counters all effects of...
All right, so did you hear that?
Trichlorophore or something?
This is trichloromethylene.
Okay.
Let's listen to that again, okay?
This is trichloromethylene, it counters all effects of alcohol in your system.
Okay, I did a little research, tracing on trichloromethylene. Yes and no, it's kind of real, but it's not real. Okay? Basically, when you break it down into what it is, it's basically chloroform. If you took it, there would be no advantage of any kind of alcohol, you know, what they were trying to achieve there.
Isn't that the same stuff they clean the pool with, chloroform?
That's chlorine.
Chlorine, okay. Yeah, see?
But even if you ingested chlorine, you're probably going to have the same effects if you ingest chloroform. In a pill form, okay?
You know what the problem is? It's just too damn hot out here in Vegas, and it's just like your brain gets melted. Nerd time.
Well, here's the thing. Back in the early 80s, some of the pharmaceutical companies were working on a pill. It has a quite a lengthy scientific name. I'm going to save it for our next podcast.
Oh, wow.
But it was trying... It even actually did get to the research point.
Oh, wow.
Okay? I think they just chose the word trichloromethylene because it sounded good.
Sounds very good for the movies.
Sounded good for the movies, okay? So, let's go on with the scene, the tricycle race.
Very good.
Okay, drink the whole beer.
Go, go, go! Come on, Danny, come on, buddy!
Come on, you're not a beater! You know you may. buddy. These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
If they win homecoming, they're gonna take over the Greek Council.
We'll be up to our necks in nerd shit.
I love it because he has his moment in the sun that you're done like dice.
Oh, I love that. It's like bicycle know? Built for two in Japanese. That is just so cool.
Exactly.
Man.
And then and Ted McGinley, you know, he was the pretty boy. He was the teacher for a while on Happy Days. This came along. He was the eternal college student, you know.
Then Al Bundy's friend.
Yeah, he was Marcy Darcy.
Marcy Darcy.
He was Mr. Darcy.
Mr. Darcy. He got into a lot of different things on that show. A lot of nerdy stuff there, too, like the nudie bar.
Yes.
All kinds of stuff. Didn't want to get a job. Oh, my gosh. He has a tremendous, tremendous following, man.
Lengthy career.
Yeah. He's like the blonde beach guy that never grew up.
Never grew up. I mean, okay, so that bicycle scene where they're chugging beer... Legality-wise, I don't think there's any university that would sanction that today.
Not today, but 1984?
Hell, why not?
Hey, why not?
You know? So our next... I think this is one of your favorite scenes you were talking about. When nerd gets girl.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Let's roll the tape.
Star Wars. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. The Sound of Music. In the tradition of these great films about fighting back against the odds, 20th Century Fox presents another milestone in motion picture history. Revenge of the Nerds.
Nerds!
Nerds.
Nerds.
Nerds! What is a nerd?
They've been laughed at. Picked on. And put down.
I'm not kissing a nerd.
They don't have the moves. Or the muscle.
You know karate? No, good.
But they've got the brains.
I know what we're gonna do.
It's time for the odd to get even.
Their action tonight demands an immediate retaliation. How many cameras do we have left?
This should do it.
Oh, here she comes.
Go up, go up.
Oh, no. Oh.
That nerd saw me naked. Are all nerds as good as you?
Revenge of the Nerds. Their time has come.
I'd link to that.
All right, so that is the original movie trailer for Revenge of the Nerds.
I love that, man.
So let's so they're in college, obviously. You went to college or didn't go to college?
Didn't go to college.
Not whatsoever. I had kind of an incident.
You're that.
I had kind of an incident that happened. When I wasn't going to this college, but I had something that happened. It was OSU, Oregon State University in Corvallis, okay? Do you remember a little game called Laser Tag?
Yeah, yeah. Like, they had Photon, Laser Tag, used to run around and shoot at the person.
Yeah,
you would hear it register on your thing when you hit or got hit.
You would wear this big belt. You were supposed to wear this belt. And it was probably about the size of maybe a half of a paper plate.
Yeah, it was like...
if you got hit with four times by the beam from the gun, you were done.
It was like a square with like a big red thing in the middle of it. It was like Target.
Yes. So this was Weatherford Hall. I know we have some people from Corvallis, Oregon listening. But it was Weatherford Hall. We went down about 1986. Friend was enrolled there. I wasn't enrolled there. But about three of us would go down and visit said friend. And Weatherford Hall, and we would play laser tag.
Oh, nice.
At about 10 o'clock at night in this huge dormitory.
Wow.
It was about four floors, and it had these catwalks, stairwells.
Oh, nice.
But here's the thing. We didn't wear the belts. We took the belts, and we made them better because we said you had to wear it on your forehead your head. So you got this big icon thing up there to be hit. We took it from Revenge of the Nerds, okay?
Oh,
from when he was pouring the beer there. Like, hey, let's do this right. Let's put this so if we're going to get hit.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
You got to put it up on your forehead, okay? You know when you get hit. And the thing is, so many people, we played this one weekend, one Saturday night. One kid or student got a pretty nasty black eye because we were relentless in playing it.
Oh, wow.
the following Monday night.
It was outlawed. Unbelievable. You know,
we ended up getting it outlawed.
It was probably a nerd too that got us outlawed.
But yeah, so sorry folks at OSU in Corvallis, Oregon, if you can't play laser tag anymore, old school nerd way, it's my fault.
Yeah, they have Photon, remember it was like, what was that name? Remember the movie Gotcha with the paintballs? That was big for a while.
That was big.
That spurred such a different type of laser tag, Photon,
Gotcha. It did, a different idea.
Yeah, paintball running around. I mean, you know, there was like actual, you know, paintball courts people would go, automatic guns.
Yes.
It really, and then I remember they had down in Wildwood, they had a big building for Photon or laser tag.
Yeah.
Registered, like if you got hit, it actually came on the main screen. You would hear, like you're dead. Oh,
it's,
man.
It's actually, you got to go south of town, or there's a few venues that you can go play zombie tag. Here in
that's
town,
gotta be pretty neat.
You got characters coming at you as zombies when you play laser tag.
That is modern hip shit, because doesn't get better than that. Killing zombies, old school laser tag. Wow.
So let's do this quick flashback with this character guy. Okay, so what that scene was, that was, I think it was Dexter.
Yeah, Dexter waking up to Michael Jackson's Thriller.
He's at the dance. Somewhere, I could have sworn, I read or heard that Michael Jackson, as you mentioned earlier before we started recording the session.
Died 9 years ago today.
9 years ago was Michael. Where were you when you heard Michael Jackson passed away? Because he was a, I'm going to say, Michael Jackson had a fondness for this movie, and he was a nerd. He did so many things that was cool.
Years ago.
I remember I was actually just preparatory for my move to Vegas. I was going to go ride horses with a friend of mine. Got out about 7 miles outside of Las Vegas. There was a ranch hand there, and told him, I go, yeah, did you hear Michael Jackson passed away? And he's like, no way. So, I mean, it was a strange little connection there, you know?
Yeah. Just goes to show you, it's weird on how he had Neverland.
Yeah.
And he loved kids.
Neverland was, I mean, forget the controversy. I'm a nerd. I don't care about that.
That's it.
I've heard it. Neverland is up for sale. I don't know if they've sold it yet or not.
Just imagine what went on there, like with all the families and all the positive stuff he did and all the celebrities that snuck in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you can sit there and go on the other, you have a side of a coin you could pick. The bad side, which is all the negative crap, and just fall into that, or the positive side, and stay in the positive range, you know?
I think Neverland and what he did, he helped a lot of sick, terminally ill people, kids, their families and stuff. He did a lot more good than he did, they claim, bad.
Yeah, I mean,
100%.
As nerds, I think the media picks on us a little bit. You know?
Of course.
And eventually we're going to be hitting another Revenge of the Nerd time period, because it's time to be happening. You know?
Yeah, they're going to bring back, they should bring back Edwards, Gilbert.
Yes.
Lewis, you know, I forget his name. I want to call him Skolnick for some reason. I don't know why. But, you know, it's just amazing on how these guys have put themselves where most of us are in life, and their character.
I mean,
but it's sweet.
This is a cult movie, just like Blues Brothers,
or Johnny Depp, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, or Johnny Mnemonic. You know, it's a cult movie. But all right, so here he is. We got to visit Booger.
Oh,
he was the work associate. I mean, because everybody kind of like, remember when Moonlighting came on?
Yeah.
Bruce Willis, Cybill Shepherd. Booger was one, I mean, to us, we first knew him as Booger, but then he was an associate at Moonlighting Detective Agency.
Yep, he's pretty cool, man.
So here's one of his scenes. You're going to remember this one.
And from the Lambda Mu team, Dudley Dawson.
Booger.
Booger.
Oh my god. So did you ever attempt anything like that? That's got a good question.
Probably. As a kid, you know, you had a beer or like you took what the fuck you call that shit? I don't know, you inhaled or you ate too much soda.
Yeah.
You know, just to burp and like who could do the best burp?
Yeah. I remember I was in eighth grade and I had a friend named Greg and he was able to burp on command like that. For some reason, that was just like a golden chalice of something. To your friends are like, oh, you're like the golden child. You can burp on command, like passing gas on command, you know?
Do you remember in the Revenge of the Nerds Part 2 when he says, when they went to that place where all the people died and that pool, craziness, after the guys took over, and then he says, comes into the Oriental guys and he said, oh, master, he found one of the head nerds, you know what I mean? And that's where he got his, you know, his nerdom from.
So, I mean, this is what, I mean, I remember my friend Greg, I was trying, he could burp on command, and I'm like, I have got to do this, I have got to be, I mean, he's just one of my good, awesome friends in 8th grade, you know, you're one of your buddies. I figure I have to top him somehow. I decided I was going to train myself, practice, and I was going to burp all the lyrics to Michael, this is funny, you bring up Michael Jackson, it's funny how these things landed, squirrel serendipity happening here.
Decades later.
I decided I was going to try to burp all the lyrics to Michael Jackson's Beat It.
Oh, let's hear this. This has got
to
be good.
You want me to try?
Yeah.
Beat it. Beat it. You just beat it. Ooh. Don't come around here. Your time is dead. That's about all I can do.
Wow. Very impressive for the Revenge of the Nerds July 4th weekend. There you have it. Brand new, out spanking 2017. You have Revenge of the Nerds
beat it,
podcast.
Beat it.
You have the burping edition beat of Beat It by WC. Well, the senior nerdling took over, and the brain smelted so good out here that he just burped his way into the Guinness Book World of Records for the first time here live. You heard burp to beat it. You gotta love this nerd shit. That does not fucking happen every day. That is good. I wish we had a video where we could show this on television, like on A&E, like when they have the simulator camera.
Maybe we'll make a video of it and post it on Instagram. Okay, when we're done with this recording session, we'll post it. You tape it and me doing that again.
Yeah, definitely.
But when I originally did it back 30 years ago doing that, I remember I had the worst. It was like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the evening, afternoon, almost dinner time. I remember I had the worst heartburn going on. But I had two tape recorders. So I would listen to the lyrics, record it, tape lyric, did it. And I remember I'd take it to school, gave it to my friend Greg the next day. And he took it home and listened to it. He came back the next day after listening. He goes, "You're crazy."
Yeah, I was just gonna say. Maybe it made the loudspeaker if they had like a school radio or something. This is not what you want to do coming to school. This is going to, who the fuck knows where you're going to wind up. But you're using your creativity.
Oh,
so
God.
It's just the early stages of being a comedian.
So one of the celebrities that were very A-lister today in Revenge of the Nerds was John Goodman.
Yes, the coach.
And he had it was a really good scene when this was when the nerds were getting all the jock straps and then pouring that liquid heat on it. Remember that?
Oh, I remember that.
Let's watch that.
They took their wands and stuff for like their little pointers.
Yeah,
you know,
the
nerd
the
pointers.
Little pointers. Yeah.
Get it on this one. Get it on this one. Get it on this one. Fucking nerd them at its best.
Let's take in that experience.
Okay. Here, hit this one.
Okay. It's like salad.
Yeah.
The key to each season is homecoming. You win that one, you got your alumni support. You got your alumni support,
You got that jock dorm, you get the laundry money, you get the new cars. Now, this season started out fine. We won some big ball games. But we were lucky. We can't get soft. We can't sit back on our laurels. We win homecoming. We take league. We take league. We get a bowl bid. It's as simple as that. But, gentlemen, you have got to want it. Do you want it?
Yeah!
I can't hear you.
Yes!
We can't let up. We got to stay tough. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You got to believe that you can do it. You got to let them know that you want it.
I want it.
Good.
Oh, ow.
Shower up.
Oh, man.
Shit, we forgot to practice.
Shit, we forgot to practice.
Liquid Heat. Oh, do Liquid I remember heat. That so
did that ever happen to you in high school or college athletics?
No. Nope.
But it was in the form of what they used to call icy hot.
Never had that problem.
It didn't happen. They tried to do it. Here, I'm going to be honest, okay? Since we're doing the nerd talking, I specifically did not. I ran track and field. Most of the other guys who came from like the wrestling team or soccer team or football
didn't respect track and field.
No, they didn't respect me because I was like a one nerd track and field and cross country. That was it. Those were my two sports because you're always like a two sport athlete.
Two-sport,
you know.
Yep.
A lot of them wore jock straps.
Oh.
I did not. I was smart because they would always. I don't freaking know why they would inquire. Hey. Are you wearing your jock strap? No, I'm not. I was just a straight boxer shorts person, and that's the way it is.
Football, you had to have to wear the cup because it was for insurance reasons. Nobody got hurt.
Yes. You know, and then there was always the cup check.
Yes.
In the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God I never played football. You know, they tried to get me to be a running back. I was too small. I weighed like 120 pounds my junior year in high school. You know, that was just it.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it, and I lived to tell about it.
Jock strapless. That's pretty good.
Yes. So John Goodman had another speech in the movie. Let's do that one. This is where he was disappointed at them.
When you were a baby in your crib, your father looked down at you. He had but one hope. Someday my son will grow to be a man. Well, look at you now. You just got your asses whipped by a bunch of goddamn nerds. Nerds! Well, if I was you, I'd do something about it. I would get up and redeem myself in the eyes of my father, my maker, and my coach. So let's get those nerds!
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 What are we waiting for?
Pretty impressive, I gotta say. So John Goodman had some good scenes in Revenge of the Nerds.
It's amazing on how the nerd franchise is forever gonna be remembered by pocket. Oh, let me see that one. Go back a little bit.
Which one is that?
This one right there, Revenge of the Nerds 2 in Paradise.
Paradise?
Yeah, wow.
That's a video you got paid for.
No, I like the picture there. I remember that, you know.
Oh,
like
the trailer.
Yeah, but I'm just the movie poster.
Yeah, I mean, the movie posters were part of
really
the whole
cool
thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it played out well. So let's go to the characters. On the next podcast, we're going to get a little more into who the actual nerds were and talk a little bit about who they were, what they did, what they've been doing. Here is Lewis on Howard Stern.
Lewis and Booger, this is awesome.
Do you guys think the nerds thing hurt your career ultimately?
Absolutely not.
No way.
Right?
No,
you don't
no.
get typecast. Everyone goes, hey, there's a nerd, you know?
Nope.
Really have fun making the Revenge of the Nerds, or is it just like any other
job? No, man, we looked forward every day to going to work.
Right.
I mean, it was
so much fun. When we were in the midst of production, I was doing that laugh a lot. I mean, I was in full power, man.
Let me hear it, full power.
I'll try, but it, you know, it's early in the morning, man.
Don't be afraid.
Okay. You got a drum roll?
I got a cajon, but go ahead.
Okay.
And you would have to do that multiple takes, and it probably blew you out.
No, it did, man. Made it stronger and stronger.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a great laugh.
Let me tell you.
Now, that was good to see Lewis doing the nerd laugh.
With Booger on Howard Stern, when you hear Jackie the Joke Man laugh in the back, I mean, that is just good television. Oh, wow.
It was, I mean, did you ever, what's the funniest person that you had in your life that did a funny laugh?
That had to be, I want to say, either John Fries or Paul Horshack. They were nerds in high school.
Horshack?
Yeah, Paul Horshack. Yeah, Paul Horshack, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was a nerd. He was like a smart guy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what he was into?
What?
The Titanic.
Oh my god.
He had a replica in his house. He knew every piece, everything about it, the time of day. He was a nerd. He nerded out on Titanic.
On Titanic, yes. Yeah.
But that was his name, Paul Horshack.
Paul Horshack. Oh, in case you nerds, Horshack was a character on Welcome Back, Potter.
Another nerd.
That laughed like that. Yeah. He kind of took that laugh from Horshack a little bit. Little square serendipity happening there.
Yeah.
So
how about you?
It was sixth grade, on into about seventh and eighth grade, but it was a friend, his name was Kevin Tucker. Kevin, if you're anywhere and listening to this, I'm sorry, I gotta tell the story. Kevin had this laugh. It was but it was a sincere, true, honest laugh, because it would go down to his diaphragm and come up like any breathing laugh. But the thing is, here's a story about Kevin Tucker. In grade school, once you hit sixth grade in the Washington County School District back in Oregon, you would get to go to a week for a thing called outdoor school. You had a camp counselor. It's basically, it wasn't like a summer sanctioned camp, but it was a school district sanctioned camp in the springtime. And you would go to outdoor school for a week with your teacher, your friends, and other students in the class. You would be there for 5 days and four nights. And I remember you had shower time once a day at a certain time, because there's 120 kids out in the Cascade Mountain Range. And I just thought this was so funny. I just remember this because they told us it's our shower time. They heard us, you know, 10 sixth graders. Send 10 sixth grade boys into the shower. You got 10 minutes, go shower. We go into the shower. It's like any locker room or like camp cabin, but there's no goddamn hooks.
Oh, did they have at least a railing you could put it over?
No railing. They had like three hooks that you expect 10 kids to hang their towels up on or something, or hang a garment of clothing. And I remember my friend Kevin, we had to jockey to get that hanger, that hanger, if you wanted to hang something on your towel or whatever, or else you're going to be trying to shower and hold one arm out, and you know that arm's not going to get washed because you're trying to get your towel. Well, Kevin would always pride himself on getting in there in the first day because he knew this ahead of time. He was like a mathematician. He would hang his towel up. Well, you got 10 sixth graders going in, taking their underpants off, getting ready to shower. Well, what do? We got to hang our underpants somewhere.
All over his towel.
Oh, yes!
Kind of like the liquid heat, except he might have got a little skid marks, a little little stench of this and that. Wow, he must have loved that.
Jersey Mike, he was the first, because he was not happy. Whose underwear is on my towel? Well, yours truly. So I go over, I take it off, and he just... What did you put your underwear on my towel for? I'm like, where am I gonna hang it?
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I mean, he was a good nerd. I don't know whatever happened to him, but you know, hey, what is what is, you know?
Could you play the the nerd song for us?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. The nerd song, we're talking about the talent show song.
Yeah.
At the very end. Let me... All right, you're talking about the song. Here's the thing. Revenge of the Nerds had a very cool soundtrack
out.
Came out on Scotty Brother Records. The song that they used in the talent show is called They're So Incredible. I remember, because this was around the time of Axel F. from Beverly Hills Cop. Instrumentals were kind of making Paul Hardcastle had the song called 21.
Yeah.
If you remember that. Why this song was not released, I don't know. God damn, it was just, you had the electric fiddle, you had Booger on the bass.
You had probably Devo combination slash, what do you call them, that girl that played the violin that was famous.
Yes.
But it was electric.
I mean, we might have to make this a three podcaster.
Might have to do it to be a nerd because there's so much nerd.
This song was so good. I remember, here's what I did. This was at a time when I didn't know where to go buy Monkees songs or albums or cassette tapes. You would take your old boombox, put it up at the TV, and record the Monkees songs right off the TV. I remember I rented Revenge of the Nerds like about a year later.
Oh, wow.
I took my boombox. At the end of the movie, they play the song through the credits.
Oh, nice.
And in the movie, I recorded it off of the TV speaker and had it. I loved it.
You still have it in somewhere in Mabel's vault or maybe Mabel's garage?
Here's the thing. I went deep into Mabel's Doomsday vault. I put a string on. I tied that thing on doubles. I had to go deep. This song was actually released as a single.
Oh, nice.
On Scotty Brother Records. Same
Mabel,
label.
Mabel, I gotta thank you for this because this is one of the classic songs of the 80s.
Yes.
That if you loved this nerd movie, this made you happy.
Well, in the movie, it's about 2 minutes 15 seconds because you got Lamar coming out doing the rap. On the actual soundtrack, it comes out to about 3:15 with different lyrics.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And then they actually put out a 12-inch promo of it, of almost a 5-minute version of that. I haven't gone, you know, I don't know how much mountain climbing equipment I'm going to have to put on, but I'm going to have to go deep into Mabel's Doomsday Vault to find this 5-minute version.
You might find the magical golden plate she has in.
I might.
Because I think Mabel has a magical mold plate in gold that she just gets all these white plates done, and she hit it so good, Mabel, that I think you have a lot of bacon down there saved too for some reason. Not just Mabel's Doomsday Vault. I think Mabel has her own smoke hickory kitchen somewhere where they actually smoke bacon in Oregon and you don't know about it.
I think you're right, but let's do this. Three-part podcast.
Three-part podcast.
Our next podcast, we're going to talk about the actors and actresses, where they are now, a little bit of trivia that way, nerd them on that. The third one, we will talk about the soundtrack.
I think this is the perfect way to nerd out for 4th of July, hearing them do their fireworks.
So here it is. This is from the movie. This is them doing the song, They're So Incredible.
couldn't you love that, man? That was just, oh man, you know, I remember that and seeing that on, like, I think it was HBO at the time.
Yeah.
And when it came out, you're just like, oh man, these guys are cool. They're better than the jocks.
Yeah, that's I don't know what it, I mean, maybe it's Booger coming out dressed as Elvis. Booger dressed as Elvis, or because he's got the bass going. We're recording. We're recording. I mean, Booger is doing the bass. Or you got the I don't know, the electric fiddle. It's just here's what I'm thinking is, the soundtrack didn't get played on the radio because there were three different versions. People were so stoked about this movie version that when they saw it in this actual soundtrack, which was a minute longer, it didn't quite gel. For some reason.
No, you know, I think it was the original with all the mohawks and everything like this and that. I think it was just fucking incredible.
So next week we're going to be talking about the actors and the actresses who played the nerds overall in the movie.
Have a good 4th of July.
Thank you.
You going down?